This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We are about ready for the first pitch between these two teams. We were talking about the schedule earlier and how Southwestern's played 15 games already. Litchfield, meanwhile, is 1-4, so they've played a fraction of that, a third of that to be exact, right. Only five games on the year so far.
Not many ball games at all, but hey, at least we got another one going tonight.
Let's take a look at your starting lineups for each team. First, for the visiting Southwestern Piasaw Birds, leading off and playing left field will be Quentin Strobeck. He is a sophomore out of Southwestern. Batting second and playing shortstop is John Watts. Batting third and playing third base is Brady Salzman. Batting fourth and the designated hitter today is Noah Kelly. He is hitting for Cale Shookman, who is at second base for the Piasaw Birds today. Batting fifth for Southwestern is the first baseman, Charlie Darr. Batting sixth is the center fielder, Gavin Day. Batting seventh is the catcher, Hank Bullion. Batting eighth is the pitcher, Colin Lamar. And batting ninth is the right fielder, Clayton Peterbaugh. So once more for Southwestern, it'll be Strobeck, Watts, Salzman, Kelly, Darr, Day, Bullion, Lamar, and Peterbaugh. Defensively for the Purple Panthers, Jacob Ferrix will be on the mound. His battery mate will be Carson Sadoff. Left to right on the infield at third base, it's Drew Hartzell. Shortstop is Jacob Budd. Second baseman is Chase Hires. And first baseman is Blaine Stewart. And then the outfield, left fielder is Jace Stewart. Center fielder is Bryce Hires. And the right fielder is Drake Gasperson. It is a beautiful day for first pitch here. Frerix, a left-handed thrower on the mound for the Purple Panthers, looking for just their second win on this young season. Talking with both coaches before the game, of course, Litchfield head coach Connor White is in his first season as the head coach of the Litchfield boys baseball team. He was hired last year, but obviously that season wiped out before it even got started. So he's had, what, two years to prepare for his first game as head coach.
Yikes. Yeah, that might be too much time to prepare.
Well, and it's going to be a big shock to these sophomores out here who didn't get a freshman season last year, and we'll just see how it goes for both teams, that is. So we are ready for the first pitch between Litchfield and Southwestern, and Frerix fires it. It's inside for ball one, so a 1-0 count to the leadoff man, Strobeck. Right as the first pitch is thrown, the car alarm goes off. And another one that catches the inside corner for the first strike. The count is 1-1. Wind at first pitch has seemingly died down. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Quentin Strobeck. Swing and a miss. Catcher holds on. It's 1-2. Of course, the Cardinals won their second game in Milwaukee earlier today. You heard that game on WSMI AM 1540 and FM 106.9 and 92.9 as that one hits Strobeck, and leadoff man is on in this top of the first inning for Southwestern. That's not the way you wanted to start if you're Litchfield. You had him 1-2 and you hit him. So that'll bring up the shortstop, John Watts.
Yeah, just like a leadoff walk, a hit batsman is just a free pass, basically.
Watts, a senior shortstop for the Piasaw Birds, bats from the right side. He's going to show bunt, and that is very typical of a Brian Hanslow coach baseball team as they throw down to first base, trying to pick off the runner, and he is safe. Vern Pinkston, the base umpire today, he calls him safe. Hello to Vern. Maybe he'll be listening to this on his way home today.
Very possible. Yeah, field looks in good condition.
So the pitch was a ball as Watts got the bunt attempt back, and the 1-0 pitch to Watts is high for ball two. These two teams, historically very strong baseball programs. We'll get into that in just a little bit. But first, the 2-0 pitch to John Watts. There's a high fly ball. It's going to stay in the field of play, pop to the left side of the field. Who's got it? It's the third baseman, and that is Drew Hartzell, who makes the catch for the first out of the inning. mentioned the strength of these two teams' baseball programs historically. Litchfield, 8-time regional champions. Of course, that last one came back in 2012, so it has been a while. They've fallen on hard times here lately. Sectional champions 4 times, that last one coming in 1985. And a pickoff attempt at first base is thrown away, so Quentin Strobeck scrambles over to second base after the error on the pitcher. So the Piesaw Birds have a runner in scoring position, only one out here in the top of the first inning. Brady Salzman is the batter for Southwestern. Ferrix has his sign, and he fires the first pitch. It is outside and low for ball one. A 4-time state qualifier are the Litchfield Purple Panthers. That last one also coming in 1985. They finished second in that game. You remember that, Carl?
I do.
Second place in Class A in state that year. There's a swing and a miss.
Played up in Springfield.
Do you remember the team they played? Is it Reed Custer? Braidwood Reed Custer?
Yeah, that I wouldn't tell you for sure. I do remember they had a nasty left-handed pitcher.
1-1 the count to Salzman, and the pitch is jam shot. It's going to be, did they catch that or trap that? Pinkston says he caught it, so it's the second out. Otherwise, I think Salzman was going to make it to first base safely. Right. That was hit so weakly.
If he had to trap that ball, David, he'd have been at first easily.
Yeah. So that's 2 outs in the inning now, and the cleanup man, Noah Kelly, to the plate. He's another right-handed batter. He's the designated hitter hitting for Cale Shookman. First pitch to Kelly is fouled straight back for strike one. So Litchfield, 8-time regional champs, 4-time sectional champs, 4-time state qualifier. Southwestern, also a prestigious baseball history, 13-time regional champs, as Frerix requests a new ball from the home plate umpire. That last regional championship for the Piesaw Birds, 2017, so they've had more recent and consistent success, you could say.
And I liked their catcher back then.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Isn't that pitching for the Cardinals, I believe?
I think so. I think he had a Hall of Fame career, a Cardinals Hall of Fame career, I should say. So the 0-1 pitch on the way to Noah Kelly is just a little bit high for ball one.
But Isringhouse was dealing with some arm issues. That's why he did catch instead of pitch.
That was 1990. He was part of that team who finished 4th place in state. That's the 2-time state qualifying. 2 times has Southwestern qualified for state, I should say, as that one is fouled back for strike two. 1-2 the count. 13 regional championships for Southwestern, only 2 sectional championships. The last time they won a sectional, 1990, so it was that team. It's been a while since they won a sectional. The 1-2 pitch to Kelly is high for ball two.
That was Brian, their coach then?
Hanslow was, no, he was
he's,
not.
He's been, a, coach been a lot of years, but.
25, I think he's okay. In his 25th season. He's not the coach for the 1990 team. The 2-2 pitch to Kelly is a high fly ball to center field. The center fielder Hires is coming in, and he makes the catch for the 3rd out of the inning. Leadoff man gets on for Southwestern, but he's stranded at second base, and after a half an inning, it's Southwestern 0, Litchfield coming to bat. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back at Team and Plummer Field at Litchfield High School, where the Purple Panthers are coming to bat in the bottom of the first inning facing Southwestern. Piesaw Birds did not score in the top half of the inning. The first pitch to Jacob Frerix is high and outside for ball one. The batting lineup for Litchfield looks like this. Leading off, obviously, Jacob Frerix, the pitcher. He's followed by Jacob Budd, who's at shortstop today. Carson Sadoff, the catcher, is batting 3rd, as there's a pitch that is fouled off to the left side and out of play. 1-1 is the count on Frerix. Batting cleanup for Litchfield is the center fielder Bryce Hires. Batting 5th is the first baseman, Blaine Stewart. 6th is the third baseman, Drew Hartzell, as there's a swing and a miss by Frerix. It's 1-2. Batting 7th for Litchfield, Chase Hires. He's at second base today. Batting 8th is the left fielder, Jay Stewart. And batting 9th is the right fielder, Drake Gasperson. So for Litchfield, it's Frerix, Budd, Sadoff, Hires, Stewart, Hartzell, Hires, Stewart, and Gasperson, as there's a pitch outside and low. The count 2-2. on the Litchfield leadoff man. We've got Hires and Stewart batting fourth and fifth, and Hires and Stewart batting seventh and eighth for Litchfield. 2-2 pitch for Frericks is a high fly ball straight back and out of play. Good at bat here to start this bottom of the first inning for the Litchfield pitcher.
Wanting to make that other pitcher work.
Absolutely.
And really leadoff hitters, you always want to work the pitcher and try and work a walk.
The 2-2 pitch outside and high, and it's a full count to the first hitter of the game. Colin Lamar on the mound for Southwestern will get the defensive alignment for the Piesaw Birds in just a moment. 3-2 pitch to Frericks is on the way, and it's a swing and a pop-up. Is it going to stay in play? It's off to the left side. It's drifting, and it is out of play, so no play there. Colin Lamar on the mound for Southwestern, his battery mate Hank Bullion. At third base today for the Piesaw Birds, Brady Salzman. Shortstop is John Watts. Second baseman is Cale Strobeck. And the first baseman is Charlie Darr. Left to right in the outfield for Southwestern, Quentin Strobeck, Gavin Day, and Clayton Peterball. The 3-2 pitch in the dirt, so a leadoff walk for Jacob Frericks, and he's on for Jacob Budd.
So both teams get their leadoff man on. Southwestern could only get him to second base.
That's Cale Shookman. I said Cale Strobeck. It's Cale Shookman at second base for Southwestern.
I believe I got the wrong name down there.
That's all right. 2 and 3, they're right next to each other on the roster.
I might have, yes.
As there's a pickoff attempt at first base, but Frericks is going nowhere. So Bud still looking for his first pitch, or looking to see his first pitch of the day. This one is inside and low. It gets away a little bit. Catcher can't find it, and Frericks makes it to second base easily.
Well, you definitely can play some small ball now if you want to.
1-0 the count with a runner on second base for Litchfield. Nobody out in the bottom of the first inning. We are scoreless at Litchfield High School. Here's a bunt attempt. It's going to go, is it touched foul? It was touched foul. It was headed foul. I wasn't sure if he touched it in fair territory or not, but that is a eventful strike one.
Yeah, first baseman in on the infield. Third baseman still, even with a bag.
1-1 is the count on Jacob Budd, the shortstop for Litchfield. The pitch outside gets away, bounces back towards the pitcher, and Frericks is going to make it to third base safely. So two pitches in the dirt for Southwestern, and Frericks makes it from first to third after the leadoff walk. 2-1 the count on Budd, meanwhile. As you can hear, the senior night or senior day over at the track. Here is the 2-1 pitch. Ball in the dirt, 3-1. And if you were paying attention to the warm-up tosses, Carl, Lamar was low on a lot of those pitches, and he's low here as the game has started.
Low on pitches and in the dirt twice, which has cost him a couple bases.
So the 3-1 pitch on the way to Budd. This one down the middle, grounded down the third baseline, just foul, as that would have easily scored a run, but it's strike two. That was close. Pulled it just a little bit too much. So the count is full. The first two batters of the game for Litchfield have worked full counts on Lamar for Southwestern. Pitch is on the way. There's a line drive into right field. It is going to be caught by the right fielder, and Frericks was not tagging on the play. He drifted a little too far. So that is out number one. And Carson Sadoff coming to the plate for Litchfield.
Would have been a tough tag up and score, though, don't you think, of the runner,
little
right
bit.
Fielder running in, too.
Oh, yeah.
Momentum going with him.
That's a strike one to Sadoff, who's catching today, is a freshman and batting third. Welcome to high school baseball, sir. So 0-1 the count on Sadoff. That one is outside and low for ball one. I think you're right. He wouldn't have probably would have got him at home if he tried to run on the right fielder there, but a good decision not to. Is this one grounded down the third baseline foul, and it's 1-2. That might have been why he was drifting off of third base, because his only chance to score was going to be if it drops. So Frericks is at third base for Litchfield. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Scoreless between Southwestern and Litchfield. One out. And Carson Sadoff at the plate with the 1-2 count. There's a big breaking ball that stays up in the zone, and it's 2-2. Curve ball that was rather flat out of the hands of Colin Lamar. So here is a swing and a miss by Sadoff, and the first strikeout of the day for Colin Lamar.
That's a big strikeout, though. But
yes,
second
it is.
Out.
And that'll bring up Bryce Hires, the Litchfield center fielder. Bryce is a junior, I believe. No, Bryce is a sophomore. As there's a foul straight back into the right for strike one. It's the other Hires as a senior. I don't know who I was thinking of. So the 0-1 pitch from Lamar to Bryce Hires. Swing and a miss. It's strike two. Connor White, head coach for Litchfield, graduate of Sacred Heart Griffin in Springfield, attended Lincolnland Community College and played baseball up there. There's a swing and a miss by Hires, and Litchfield is retired and strands a runner at third base. So after one inning of play, Southwestern and Litchfield are scoreless. We'll be back with the top of the second right after this on WSMI. Leading off the top of the second for Southwestern, it'll be Charlie Darr. He's followed by Gavin Day and Hank Bullion. If anybody can reach, Colin Lamar. So Darr, Day, Bullion to lead off for Southwestern. Jacob Frerich still on the mound for Litchfield as we begin the second. And that first pitch is outside and high for ball one. Southwestern 4-11 on this young season, 1-3 in the South Central Conference. I didn't catch Litchfield's conference record, but they are 1-4 overall. The 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss for strike one.
And baseball usually play twice, but only one of them is the official conference game. Isn't that how it works out?
Usually, however, this is the only time these two teams are scheduled to meet this season. As there's a swing and a miss for strike two. Doesn't mean they won't play again, because oftentimes when a rainout happens or an opponent chooses not to play, the coaches and athletic directors like to call and see who's available. So I guess it's possible these two teams could play again, but they're not scheduled to. The 1-2 pitch way outside and high, and it's 2-2. I've got the Southwestern schedule here. Four wins have come against Morrisonville, Vandalia, Calhoun, and Calhoun. There's one that's low for ball three. The count is full to Charlie Darr. Last win, that 10-0 win earlier this week against Calhoun, that was Tuesday. There's a foul ball straight back, so we'll do it again.
A little defensive swing there. Just trying to stay alive.
Southwestern played Calhoun twice, and Mercy ruled them both times. 10-0 on Tuesday, and then 15-3 last week. Swing and a miss, and Darr is down swinging. That's the first strikeout of the day for Jacob Frericks. And that'll bring up Gavin Day, who's in center field for the Piesaw Birds. The first pitch from the lefty is a line drive into left center field. Hires going to have to get his speed. Dives, and he makes the catch. What a catch there in the gap by Bryce Hires for the second out of the inning.
That was getting a good jump, too. So just a stealing a double, basically.
Yes,
he
did.
He
did get a good jump. Didn't take the best angle because he ran in, then had to run back just a little bit, but it doesn't matter if he made the catch. So with two down now, Hank Bullion, the batter for the Piesaw Birds. First pitch is outside for ball one. Birds pitcher Lamar waiting on deck if Bullion can extend the inning. There's a foul straight back, and it's 1-1. Our next scheduled high school baseball and or softball game is Monday. It'll be Litchfield at Carlinville Baseball, but the forecast doesn't look favorable. There's a swing and a miss at a fastball inside, and it's 1-2 on Bullion. A lot of rain in the forecast for next week, Carl. I don't know that we'll have many games.
You just don't know, and of course, some areas is going to get a lot more than others, and that's the time of the year it is.
Breaking pitch grounded to the third baseman, Hartzell. Going to be a quick play, long throw, and he beats it out, does Bullion. So that's going to be an infield single for Hank Bullion. So a courtesy runner will come in for Southwestern. Boy, it's hard to tell green numerals on black jerseys from this angle. I can't tell.
So a single digit, I believe.
Courtesy runner at first base for the catcher, Bullion. It's just hard to see from that far away. So the first pitch now to Lamar is outside and low for ball one. Nothing you could do if you were Hartzell. I mean, you fielded it cleanly. You threw it cleanly.
Made a pretty good play on it. And just me. I missed him, too.
That's the one thing you'll notice about playing here at Litchfield at times. The grass infield causes some slow ground balls sometimes. A 1-0 pitch to Lamar. Low for ball two. Beautiful facilities, beautiful stadium. Not knocking it at all. It's just sometimes those infield grounders are just very slow. The 2-0 pitch on the way to Colin Lamar. Fly ball. It's going to stay in the field of play. Hires the center fielder coming in. He's going to come in quick and makes the catch for the third out of the inning. Southwestern strands their second runner of the day after 1.5. We are scoreless between Southwestern and Litchfield. We'll be back with the bottom of the second right after this on WSMI. Leading off for Litchfield in the bottom of the second inning will be Blaine Stewart. He's followed by Drew Hartzell. And then Chase Hires. If anyone can reach, it'll be Jace Stewart. So Stewart, Hartzell, Hires, and Stewart for the Purple Panthers. On the mound for Southwestern, Colin Lamar for his second inning of work. First pitch is lined off to the right side, headed for a car. It will miss them, bounces off the asphalt, and hits a bus. Strike one.
Got the big target.
Yes. Hard to miss that school bus there. A 1 pitch to Blaine Stewart. Swings at a ball in the dirt, and it's quickly 0-2.
Well, Lamar's had some, not so much just control issues, only one walk, but he's thrown a lot of pitches to a lot of these batters early in this game.
First two batters of the game for Litchfield worked full counts. Swing and a miss at one high in the zone, and it is the first out of the inning.
Much more efficient there. Yeah, I was going to say Frerick's probably fouled off.
Yeah.
4 or 5 pitches too, so he pushed almost 10 pitches himself.
It's early in this game, by the way. I don't know if you said that or not. That's the third strike out of the game for Lamar. So here's the first pitch to Hartzell, and it's low for ball one. But if we do get a pitcher's duel in a very low-scoring game or a scoreless game for a while, that stranding, that runner at third, going to loom crucial.
Yes. Southwestern got their runner to second with one out, but did not get him to third. Litchfield had their runner at third with nobody out, correct?
Yes, because he got there with the two wild pitches. 2-0 the count after the pitch low to Hartzell, and another one in the dirt. It's 3-0 now on the Litchfield third baseman. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Yeah, Frerichs got to third base because of a pair of wild pitches, and the right fielder lined out to... or Bud, rather, the shortstop, lined out to the right fielder as there's a pitch for strike one, 3-1 the count on Hartzell. That was where we said it's probably too shallow to score him. That one right down the middle for strike two. Hartzell appeared to be taken all the way. So after falling behind 3-0, the count is now full on Drew Hartzell. The pitch from Lamar. Right down the middle, called strike three. He has struck out four in a row, has Colin Lamar.
Yeah, he got out of his trouble by striking out the last two batters in the inning of the top of the first.
So now Chase hires the batter for Litchfield, the second baseman, looking to extend this inning. First pitch catches the outside corner for strike one. Chase is a senior for Litchfield. And, of course, everybody lost their season last year. Nobody played. COVID canceled the baseball and softball seasons. As there's a pitch down the middle for strike two. 0-2 the count. Hires a right-handed batter, closed stance. He's crowding that plate, forcing Lamar to dare to pitch inside as there's one outside and low, and it's 1-2. That's what you do in high school ball. Most high school pitchers can't pitch inside. Get as close to the plate as you can. 1-2 pitch outside, and it's 2-2. We have seen some very good pitchers over the year, regardless of what school they went to. The 2-2 pitch catches the outside corner, and that's five strikeouts in a row for Colin Lamar. After two innings of play, we are scoreless between Southwestern and Litchfield, and we'll be right back with the third after these messages on WSMI. To the top of the third we go, and we're at the bottom of the order for Southwestern, or the ninth place hitter. It's Clayton Peterbaugh, who hits a fly ball down the left field line. It's hooking foul, as that would have been dangerous if we would have straightened it out, but it's a very loud strike one. So it's 0-1 on Peterbaugh. Waiting on deck is the top, the leadoff hitter for Southwestern, Quentin Strobeck. And then John Watts, if anyone can reach, it'll be Brady Salzman. 0-1, the count. And Frericks is pitching from the stretch. I didn't notice if he did that in the first couple of innings, as there's a pitch high for ball one. Just kind of odd to me, but to each his own.
There's more and more of that.
I get it. I think a lot of pitchers probably should, just so they get used to it. So 1-1, the pitch is fouled off straight back, and it's 1-2. Because you get a lot of pitchers, especially at high school level, who are comfortable pitching from the windup, and then when they get in the stretch, they're not comfortable, and it causes all sorts of problems. If you're isolated to the stretch, that's a good thing. 1-2 pitch in the dirt, and it's 2-2 now.
And we was talking about, yeah, no seniors got to play last year. Now, that's nationwide pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
You look at, you know, sometimes that's when you have your great year and get that college scholarship and things. And that really hurt a lot of young seniors out there.
The 2-2 pitch misses outside, and it's 3-2 on Clayton Peterbaugh.
I mean, we've seen in times, and a lot of times there's a good player, he's a good player sophomore year.
Yeah.
But we have seen it from jump from a junior to a senior sometimes, and that's when it clicks in.
A 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. And that is the second strikeout of the day for Jacob Frericks. And back to the top of the order in Quentin Strobeck. He was hit by a pitch in his only plate appearance thus far. Strobeck, the left fielder for the Piesaw Birds. That one is on the outside corner for strike one. Frericks on the young day, two strikeouts, no walks, and one hit batsman.
Only base runner, correct?
Yeah.
So
no, they got an infield single, too.
Okay.
The 0-1 pitch is fouled straight back, and it's 0-2 now. That slow ground ball to third.
That's right. I do remember it now. Yeah. Just nip and tuck right there. Yeah.
So 0-2 is the count on Quentin Strobeck. And the pitch is fouled, or no, he didn't. He just swung through it, and it's strike three. And back-to-back strikeouts here in the top of the third will bring up John Watts. That's the third strikeout of the day for Jacob Frericks. Watts hit a fly ball, popped out to the third baseman in his only plate appearance. Big breaking ball for a strike there. That one was caught low, so it just caught the bottom of the zone. That was a one of the bigger breaking pitches I've seen from a high schooler. That one catches the outside part of the zone, and it's quickly 0-2.
Yeah, there's a lot of them in the bigs that can't hit the big breaking balls. So
that's true.
It's a good pitch to have.
0-2 jams the hitter, but he does stay alive as he fouls it off to the right. Waiting on deck is Brady Salzman. The 0-2 pitch popped up off to the right side. I don't know if it's going to stay in play. It will not. Ooh. You hear that noise, and somebody has a nice, somebody's car has a nice shiner.
Yeah. Some of the newer cars, they really dent real well.
That's why I parked in the high school parking lot. The 0-2 pitch is high for ball one. If you've been here long enough, you know not to park anywhere near the field.
I'm on the road.
Yeah.
That's a good place, safe place, too.
Generally, yes.
Well, I'm way down there. So
oh, okay.
I'm almost at the parking
okay,
lot
gotcha.
There, so yes.
The 1-2 pitch is high, and it's 2-2 now on John Watts. Scoreless here in the top of the third inning. Southwestern at the bat. Litchfield pitcher Jacob Frericks has a 2-2 count. He winds and fires, and it's fouled straight back. Good at bat here by Watts. Staying alive.
It's on that fastball, so does he throw the big curve this time? Good time to throw it?
Well, it's going to be one of your only times in this at bat. No, it's a fastball, low, and swing and a miss, and it's strike three. Struck out the side, did Jacob Frericks. And Carl, we have a pitcher's duel.
We do now, yes.
After 2.5 innings, we are scoreless between Southwestern and Litchfield. We'll be back with the bottom of the third after these messages on WSMI. We're in the bottom of the third inning here at Tiemann Plummer Field at Litchfield High School. The Purple Panthers will have the 8, 9, and 1 hitters in their order. That'll be Jay Stewart, Drake Gasperson, and Jacob Frericks. If anybody can reach, Jacob Budd will hit for the Purple Panthers. Colin Lamar has struck out the last 5 hitters he's faced, and the first pitch to Stewart is outside and low for ball one. Pitcher's duel through 2.5 so far. Frericks has pitched well, as has Lamar. That one catches the outside part of the plate, and it's 1-1 now.
Well, Lamar going in the top of this third, already with 5 Ks. Yeah.
5 in a row. 1-1, swung on and missed, swung through it, did Jay Stewart, and it's 1-2 now. A strike away from his 6th consecutive strikeout. Stewart, a left-handed hitter. The pitch, low for ball two. It looked like it might have been a rough day for Lamar with the first 2 batters. Frericks worked a very good leadoff walk, and then Bud had a full count, lined it to right field. And a swing and a miss by Stewart. That is 6 strikeouts in a row for Lamar. After that, after Bud lined out to right field, it's been pretty smooth sailing for Lamar. It has been. He struck out every hitter since.
I was going to say he struck him out. Well, the big difference, we haven't seen those pitches in the dirt.
It's true. So Drake Gasperson, rather, also hitting from the left side of the plate, steps up for his first plate appearance, and that one is low for ball one. Gasperson, a freshman. This Litchfield lineup filled with freshmen and sophomores. The 1-0 pitch. Grounded to the left side to the shortstop. That's Watts. Has to be quick about it. He's not going to have it in time, as that's going to be an infield single for Litchfield. And that'll bring up the leadoff man, the top of the order hitter for Litchfield, Jacob Frericks, who walked in his first plate appearance and was stranded at third base. Got to third with nobody out and was left standing there. He's got Gasperson at first with 1 out, and the pitch is low and away for ball one. Every run is crucial, especially in a game like today. How about this, too? Three straight left-handed hitters for Litchfield.
Young and full of left-handed hitters. Well, could loom good for the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Unless they face a dominant lefty. So the 1-0 pitch on the way to Frericks is high for ball two. You never worry about a program like Southwestern, though, because Southwestern, very well coached in Brian Hanslow. They're consistent. The fundamentals are always there. As the 2-0 pitch on the way to Jacob Frericks catches the outside corner for strike one. Frericks has seen most of the pitches today, it seems like.
Patient hitter, leadoff hitter, that's a good thing.
The 2-1 pitch to Frericks is a high pop-up. It's going to go into the outfield, drifting into left center field. The center fielder, Day, calling off the left fielder, makes the catch for the second out of the inning. The sun is trying to peek out behind some clouds now as it took cover as we began this half of the inning. And Jacob Budd, the shortstop for Litchfield, bats now with a runner at first and two down. Bud, a right-handed hitter, lined out to the right fielder in his lone plate appearance. That one is inside and high for ball one, as he almost stepped into it. I said it was a senior day at the track. It's actually a soccer game, girls' soccer game over there, senior day for Litchfield. There's a pitch that's high for ball two, 2-0 to Jacob Bud.
Oh, three events going on right now. Mm-hmm. Softball game, baseball game that we're here at.
A 2-0 pitch to Bud is another pop-up. It's going to stay underneath the first baseman. It is Charlie Darr who makes the catch. And Litchfield strands their second runner of the day. So after three, we are scoreless between Southwestern and Litchfield. We head to the top of the fourth inning. We'll be right back after this on WSMI. David Jenkins, Carl DeBar back here at Tiemann Plummer Field at Litchfield High School. We're in the top of the fourth inning between Southwestern and Litchfield, and the Pinesaw Birds will have their 3, 4, and 5 hitters coming to the dish. That is Brady Salzman, Noah Kelly, and Charlie Darr. If anyone can reach, it'll be Gavin Day. So Salzman, the first batter, he sees a pitch inside for ball one. Another one of those breaking balls. This one didn't catch any part of the plate. Frericks on the day for Litchfield. 4 strikeouts, no walks, and 1 hit batter. He struck out the side in the third inning. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Southwestern looking for their 5th win of the season and their 2nd conference win. Litchfield looking for their 2nd win overall. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Salzman is foul tipped. Catcher holds on. It's 1-2. Litchfield with the purple jerseys, white pants, and white numerals, and white hats.
Seems different.
A little bit. My freshman year, that's what we had.
Did you?
Yeah. There's a pitch in the dirt, gets away, and it's 2-2. Southwestern, meanwhile, the black jerseys with green numerals and names, and the white pants with green trim. Southwestern also with white hats. So the 2-2 pitch to Salzman swings and misses, and 4 straight strikeouts by Jacob Frericks, 5 on the day.
Quite a pitching duel on the strikeout side, especially. Mm-hmm.
And that'll bring up Noah Kelly, the designated hitter for the Pinesaw Birds. Again, Kelly hitting for Cale Shookman. Shookman at second base today. And Kelly flew out to center field in his only plate appearance in the first inning. First pitch that he sees catches the outside part of the plate, and it is strike one. Waiting on deck is Charlie Darr, one of those strikeout victims. The 0-1 pitch on the way from Frericks to Kelly is in the dirt. It is 1-1. We've got Cardinals baseball coming up for you on the Tally Broadcasting Stations tomorrow, as the Cardinals will be in San Diego to take on the Padres. They are catching San Diego at the perfect time. I say that because San Diego dealing with some COVID issues, as there's a pitch that catches the lower part of the strike zone. It is 1-2. Hosmer, I know, is out. I think Will Myers is out, as there's a ground ball to the first baseman. Blaine Stewart fields it cleanly and steps on the bag for the second out of the inning. I think Fernando Tatis Jr. also for the Padres with COVID. Hosmer maybe is under the testing, yeah.
The protocol, I believe, is what they call it. Oh,
sorry, I turned your mic down. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. No, I'm sorry, that was the first pitch to Charlie Darr. I was looking at the wrong scorecard square there. So 0-1 the count to Charlie Darr, who's at first base today for Southwestern. There's a line drive into center field, just over the outstretched glove of Chase Hires, and a two-out single for Charlie Darr. That would have been a heck of a play if Hires makes that catch. But that'll bring up Gavin Day for Southwestern, with Charlie Darr batting in front of Gavin Day. At one point today, I will call one of them Charlie Day.
Understandable, yep.
Actor from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, as that pitch is low for ball one. It's going to happen. I'm just getting it out there right now for when it does. Gavin Day at the plate with Charlie Darr on first base. The 1-0 pitch from Frericks outside for ball two. Frericks was cruising along, and then a one-strike, two-out single by Darr appears to have thrown a hitch in his rhythm. The 2-0 pitch to Day is lined to the right side and foul, so it's 2-1 now. Hank Bullion waiting on deck for Southwestern if Day can get on. Pitch is in the dirt and outside. It is now 3-1. So Frericks got the first two pretty easily, gave up the two-out single, and now he's got Day 3-1, in danger of letting a second consecutive runner reach. The 3-1 pitch to Day is swung on, popped up. I don't know that it's going to stay in play. It will not, and that'll be strike two.
Yeah, just a few feet past the fence back here.
That does bring the count full. Southwestern, a runner on first base, two outs, top of the fourth inning, scoreless here against Litchfield. Gavin Day at the plate for the Piasaw Birds. Bats from the right side. A single batting glove on his left hand. The pitch down in the zone, and it's a two-out walk. Second consecutive batter reaches for the Piasaw Birds.
First walk for Frericks, go along with his five strikeouts.
And that'll bring up Hank Bullion, who reached on an infield single in his only plate appearance. Runner, that's the second runner who's reached scoring position today for Southwestern. First pitch to Bullion. Just a little bit high, and it's 1-0. You can tell both Frericks and Sadoff wanted that call. But when you're wild, you're not going to get it. And Frericks now will step off the rubber and walk towards second a little bit. Maybe to reset things a little bit. The 1-0 pitch to Bullion catches the outside corner. It's 1-1. Colin Lamar waiting on deck for Southwestern. You ever wonder if Isringhausen comes back to Southwestern and visits every now and then?
I think he does.
There's a bloop off to the right side. It's not going to be caught, and it's going to be strike two, 1-2 now on Hank Bullion.
It's still family in the area.
Sure. Isringhausen, a Southwestern name. I don't know where he's living now, to be honest. Might be living in St. Louis. I don't know. Obviously still affiliated with the Cardinals. The 1-2 pitch to Bullion. Swing and a miss, and the side is retired. The Pine Saw Birds strand a pair. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Scoreless, Southwestern and Litchfield. We're back after these messages on WSMI. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Litchfield coming to bat in a scoreless game against Southwestern. Leading off for the Purple Panthers will be Carson Sadoff. He's followed by Bryce Hires and Blaine Stewart. So the 3-4 and 5 hitters for Litchfield. The first pitch that Sadoff sees is in the dirt for ball one. Sadoff, one of the many strikeout victims of Colin Lamar today. What is his total at now?
6 strikeouts, the 1 walk. Definitely been in a good groove since that first inning.
Popped up on the infield, does Sadoff hit it, and it is caught by the pitcher Lamar for the first out of the inning. And that'll bring up Bryce Hires, also struck out.
With 6 Ks, he's got about everybody, hasn't he?
He's just about. He struck out 6 in a row there.
Right.
As that first pitch is a strike called to Bryce Hires. He has not struck out Gasperson, has not struck out Frericks, and did not strike out Bud. As there's a weak ground ball to the pitcher, Lamar fields it, fires the first for the second out of the inning. I got to tell you, very clean defensive game so far.
Has been, and actually one great defensive play.
Yeah.
And a couple almost great plays.
Oftentimes when you go to a high school baseball game, you're not sure what you're going to see out of the defense. This has been very well played. Credit to both these coaches. First pitch to Stewart. Blaine Stewart is high for ball one. The coaches obviously have him prepared to play. It's really a testament to Southwestern, who's not practiced a lot this season. As there's a strike to Stewart, it's 1-1. Colin Lamar on the mound for Southwestern. There's a fly ball into right field. Peter Ball making his way over, takes his hat off, and makes the catch with the left hand. Pretty nifty catch there by Clayton Peter Ball. So the Purple Panthers go 1-2-3, and after 4 innings of play, we are scoreless between Southwestern and Litchfield. We'll come back with the top of the 5th inning after this on WSMI. We are in the top of the 5th inning, Southwestern coming to bat against Litchfield. It'll be the 8-9-1 hitters for the Pine Saw Birds. That is Colin Lamar, Clayton Peterbaugh, and Quentin Strobeck. Lamar sees a ball for his first pitch, and it's 1-0. He flew out to the center fielder in his only plate appearance. Very well-pitched game so far. Very well-defended game by both teams. 2-0 the count on Lamar.
Well, we're in that 15, and I have pointed out in a lot of years that this is when the pitcher starts to show some little tiredness.
Swing and a miss on Lamar, as that one had some pretty good zip on it, and it's 2-1. You are correct. Don't know that a lot of these pitchers have thrown a lot of pitches, though, so far.
Especially Hendricks. He's been pretty efficient from his first inning.
Yeah.
After he hit the batter.
So the 2-1 pitch is high and tight. It's 3-1 now.
And Lamar's, after the first inning, has also controlled the amount of pitches.
The 3-1 pitch on the way from Frericks to Lamar is on the outside corner. It's strike two.
But another factor, all the batters get to see him possibly now for the third time.
It's true. After the next hitter, will be the top of the order. We're in the eighth place hitter now with Lamar. The 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three.
But when you don't let many get on, with seven strikeouts, makes it easy.
Mm-hmm. And that'll bring up Clayton Peterbaugh. Peterbaugh, one of those strikeout victims back in the third inning. First pitch that he sees here, outside corner for strike one. Ferrix has his sign, and he fires. There's a lazy fly ball just over the third baseman's glove for a one-out hit. I think Hartzell mistimed his jump, in my opinion.
Good chance that happened. I think that's because it wasn't hit that hard.
Yep.
He was already in the air, and that ball just wasn't going to get there in time.
Well, it sounded off the bat like it was ripped, but it was hit rather slowly.
Right. It really just hung there.
Yeah. So a one-out single for Southwestern, and to the top of the order with Quentin Strobeck. He is 0-for-1 on the day, was hit by a pitch in the first, stranded at second base, and then struck out in the third. A check on the runner here, and Peterbaugh is back at first safely.
No score. Bunting game could be in order here.
That was just the second hit of the day for Southwestern. There's a strike and the throw down to second. The throw's in time. Tag is applied and the runner is out as Peterbaugh is caught stealing on the play.
A little surprised he didn't slide. He was definitely dead out, but.
Yeah, a little bit. Actually, if he does slide, he probably beats it because that tag was applied high.
Yeah.
But. No point second-guessing now. It's done, and there's a swing and a miss in strike two now as nobody is now on after the caught stealing, and two strikes, two outs. The 0-2 pitch to Quentin Strobeck. Low, and it is 1-2 now. I wish I could say who the name of the home plate umpire is. I just don't know who it is. Don't recognize him, don't know his name. I know the base umpire is Vern Pinkston. 1-2 pitch is grounded down the third baseline. It's going to be foul. Not that I would call him out or anything. I just would like to give him some sort of credit. But alas, maybe some other day. It is 1-2 on Quentin Strobeck. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the fifth inning, scoreless here between Southwestern and Litchfield. The 1-2 pitch is in the dirt. It's 2-2. Waiting on deck is John Watts if Strobeck can extend the inning. Game number 16 for Southwestern, number 6 for Litchfield. There's a pop fly on the infield. First baseman Stewart is headed to his left, and he drops it in foul territory. So just another loud strike. We said it was a clean game defensively all day until there.
Little tough sun, but looked like he had it.
Yeah, that one was hit high enough to where I don't know that the sun was that much of a factor. Maybe it was, I don't know. Always tough when your sun was in that general direction. Either way, got to shake it off if you're Jacob Ferrix. 2-2 on Quentin Strobeck. It is lined off to the right side and out of play for another loud strike. Question now is, can Ferrix pick up his teammate? The 2-2 pitch on the way to Strobeck. Breaking ball, it misses the high part of the zone. It's 3-2. Frerichs only one walk on the day, in danger of walking his second. Does have a hit batter as well, though. The 3-2 pitch is a ground ball to the third baseman Hartzell.
Oh,
big hop, and it's going to be a single into left field. I'm not going to give him an error on that one.
That's the bad hop here.
Yeah.
You can give the field an error, but not the player.
That would have been a...
I guess it caught the lip, I'm assuming, because it looked like he was going to have a pretty good hop and chance to get the runner, but it went, at least 2 foot higher than it should have.
Yeah, hopped right over his glove. So a two-out base runner for Southwestern, and it'll be John Watts. And he fouls off a pitch for strike one. This is the second base runner of the inning for Southwestern, but again, the first was caught stealing second. Caught trying to steal second. Brady Salzman waits on deck for the Piasaw Birds if Watts can extend it. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Frericks. It is lined to the right side and out of play. Ooh, off the red car. So it's 0-2. The 0-2 pitch to Watts. There's a line drive into left field. That's a clean base hit for Southwestern, and back-to-back hits with two outs for the Piasaw Birds. And they've got something brewing here.
Caught stealing looks huge now.
Oh, yeah. You said it, though. The fifth inning, fatigue for pitchers can set in.
And the batter's getting that extra look at him, which we are to that point, too.
We're at the third time through the order, and this is the third-place hitter in Brady Salzman. He's got runners on first and second, two outs, top of the fifth inning of this scoreless game. Salzman would love to drive a base hit here. A gapper would be even better for him. First pitch is strike one. They're going to try and catch the runner napping at second. Nice sneaky play, but he's back in safely. You don't see that a lot in high school ball either.
No.
Pickoff attempts at second base from the catcher. But that's what good team chemistry does.
You got an aggressive Southwestern team. They're always taking good leads. So
a very fundamentally sound team, too, as that pitch is on the inside part of the plate for strike two. It's 0-2 now on Salzman. Frerichs a strike away from getting out of this jam unscathed. Salzman, though, could give Southwestern the lead. He holds his swing on that one, and it is pitch in the dirt. They're going to appeal if the ump wants to appeal. The ump will not appeal, though. Oh, he's out. Waiting for him. They were waiting for the appeal, and he said he went. So it is a strikeout swinging on the play.
That's a big strikeout with the third place hitter up.
So the side is retired as Southwestern strands two more base runners, and after four and a half innings, we are still scoreless between Southwestern and Litchfield. We're coming to the bottom of the fifth right after these messages on WSMI. Bottom of the fifth inning, Litchfield at bat against Southwestern, scoreless game, and Drew Hartzell leads off this half of the inning and swings and misses at strike one. It's 0-1. This is just Hartzell's second plate appearance, as we're not even through the second time of the order for Litchfield yet all the way, as there's a pop-up on the infield. Watts calls everyone off and makes the catch for Southwestern. Two pitches and one out.
Yeah, I'm going back. Colin Lamar, he had that six strikeouts in a row. Now he hasn't struck out a batter.
He hasn't struck out anyone since, yeah. But it's also
streaky.
helped his pitch count.
It's helped his pitch count, though. He's gotten quite a few 1-2 pitch outs.
Chase Hires, the batter for Litchfield now. He sees a ball inside and low, and it's 1-0. Hires, one of those strikeout victims during that stretch in his other plate appearance. 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. It's strike one. Other than the first inning, when Litchfield had a runner on third and nobody out, they have not really threatened to score in this game. Here's a ground ball to the right side. The second baseman has it. It's Shookman, and he fires to first for the second out of the game.
Another quick out for Lamar.
Five pitches to get two outs so far in this inning. And now it'll be Jace Stewart batting for Litchfield. He also struck out. He bats from the left side. First pitch he sees, catches the outside part of the plate. It's strike one. Colin Lamar is dealing for Southwestern. There's a pitch that's outside. It's 1-1. Drake Gasperson waits on deck for Litchfield if Stewart can extend the inning. 1-1 pitch is fouled straight back, and it's now 1-2. We are scoreless in the bottom of the fifth inning between Southwestern and Litchfield. Purple Panthers are at the plate, and Jay Stewart. The pitch from Lamar, way outside and high, and it's 2-2. Easily the worst pitch of the day out of Lamar's hands, because he's been fantastic so far. The 2-2 pitch to Stewart. Swung on and missed, and another strikeout.
Number seven.
And that'll retire the side. Purple Panthers go down in order, and after five innings, we are scoreless between Southwestern and Litchfield. Coming up, we'll have the top of the sixth right after these messages. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. Hour and 15 minutes so far.
Well, I can't get much crisper.
We might go nine innings.
Yeah, Litchfield. He's got to catch themselves having that runner at third now. Nobody out.
I don't know that it's going to matter. I mean, their bats aren't good enough to play right now. They're so young.
Bunny wouldn't work there.
It would. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know that Frerichs is very quick, though.
Well, it does lead off. I got a face.
Yeah, but I think it's more for his bat.
Yeah. Like, just suicide it.
Yeah.
Then you got your better hitters, huh?
Yeah.
That's the thing. That was, yeah, two, three hitters.
Well, maybe they should have taken a chance on that fly ball.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, truthfully, he should have went back and made him throw.
Yeah.
And then you can tell, oh, that throw's way off. But you can always break and hope, throws on target, just go back.
FM 106. It's easy to second guess now, but off the air, Carl and I were talking about whether or not Litchfield should have went ahead and tried to tag up and score in that first inning, since nobody has any runs. But, again,
it was the closest thing we had to a run, so we got to talk about it.
Absolutely was. Leading off for Southwestern in the top of the sixth is Noah Kelly. He sees a pitch low for ball one. After Kelly, it'll be Charlie Darr and then Gavin Day. If anyone can reach, Hank Bullion. The 1-0 pitch to Kelly is high for ball two, and when you start missing up in the zone, that's usually a sign of fatigue.
It could only be probably a second or third start, yeah. I would think, for Litchfield.
With only five games under their belt, yeah, he hasn't pitched much, I'm sure. There's another one that's high, and it's 3-0.
And that is a big sign for sure.
Kelly flew out to center in the first inning and grounded out to the first baseman in the fourth. The 3-0 pitch on the way, right down central for strike one. Charlie Darr waiting on deck. It is the 4, 5, and 6 hitters in the Southwestern order. 3-1 pitch to Kelly. High fly ball to center field. That is Bryce Hyers, who's coming in to his left, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning.
And Bryce has probably made the best play of this game.
Yes, he has.
Diving catch in the gap.
That one was impressive, as was the catching it while holding your hat in your hand. I've just never seen that at the high school level. Take your hat off while the ball's still in the air. Charlie Darr at the plate now for Southwestern. He's 1-for-2 on the day, and he sees a pitch in the dirt for ball one. Darr struck out in the second, had a single in the fourth, and was stranded at second. The 1-0 pitch on the way from Jacob Frerichs as he looks in. He has his sign. And here we go. Swing and a pop up on the infield. The shortstop, Bud, is calling for it, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Who knows what's going to happen? But right now, this game has extras written all over it.
Last chance for regulation for Southwestern, and then Litchell has their shot at the bottom of the sixth.
No, they both got seven innings.
So, oh, seven.
Yeah, seven innings. So
one more full inning.
Yeah. And it's Gavin Day who swings and fouls a ball off the catcher's chest protector. Chest protector, I should say. And it is 0-1. Maybe we'll win it, and maybe it'll be over in seven innings. We'll see, but it's been a very well-pitched game, well-defended game. The 0-1 pitch today inside for ball one. Actually, one of the cleaner defended games I've seen in high school baseball in a few years.
The strikeouts do help.
Yes, they
do. You got them on both sides, and there is obviously less plays made.
There's the 1-1 pitch is outside for ball two. Usually, though, that makes your defense
slow.
A little bit sloppy, yeah.
Yep.
But that has not been the case today. Count is 2-1 on Gavin Day of Southwestern. Ferricks, with eight strikeouts on the day, has only allowed one walk and has hit one batter. And there's a ground ball to the shortstop, but he's got to be quick, has it, and he fires long. It's going to be an infield single, an attempt to take second base, but he slipped on the play, and they're going to tag the runner as he did turn the wrong way.
Right, got back to the base.
Yes, he did. He wasn't paying attention either. He got back there slowly, too.
Yeah.
That is a single because he would not have gotten him out. It would have been an error had he advanced. And that's going to be the end of the day for Jacob Ferricks on the mound, and we'll have a new pitcher. We'll tell you more about it right after we take a break. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. Jacob Budd began this game as shortstop, and he moves to the pitcher's mound on in relief of Jacob Ferricks, who finishes with 5 2/3 innings pitched, struck out 8. One walk, one hit batter, and allowed 5 hits on the day. He is responsible for the runner at first. And there is a check on the runner at first. He's back in safely. Hitting now for Southwestern is Hank Bullion, who bats with a runner on first and two down here in the top of the sixth inning. There's a pitch high and a pickoff attempt at first base. The catcher trying to catch the runner napping. But runners back safely, and the count is 1-0 on Bullion. Bryce Hyers was in center field. He moves to shortstop, and the runner is going, and there's a pop-up into center field. That's where Ferricks is. Who's going to call for it? It is Hyers, Bryce Hyers, who makes the catch for the third out of the inning. So Southwestern strands another runner, and we are headed to the bottom of the sixth inning, scoreless, between Southwestern and Litchfield. We'll be right back after this on WSMI. We are scoreless here in the bottom of the sixth inning as Litchfield comes to bat. They will have the 9, 1, and 2 hitters in their order. So that's Drake Gasperson, Jacob Ferricks, and Jacob Budd. Gasperson got an infield single in his only plate appearance. He shows bunt and fouls it here for strike one. So Ferricks' day is officially done. He pitches 5 2/3 scoreless innings, 8 strikeouts on the day, 1 walk, 1 hit batter, and allowed 5 hits. Gasperson lines it off to the left, out of play, so it's 0-2 now on the Litchfield freshman right fielder. Nice patriotic batting gloves for Gasperson. 0-2 pitch is on the way, and this one's in the dirt for ball one. Runs have been impossible to come by so far. We are scoreless in the bottom of the sixth. The 1-2 pitch is a ground ball, softly hit to the shortstop. It's Watts who has it, boots it, and he's not even going to throw as there's an error on the shortstop. First error of the game. And Gasperson reaches for the second time today. Neither one of his balls hit have left the infield. But that's okay.
If you get on base, especially lead off.
And now we're at the top of the order, and Jacob Ferricks, who's now in center field, Gasperson gets back to first base a little bit awkwardly, but he's in safely. Frerichs, 0-for-1 on the day. He walked and was stranded at third in the first inning and then flew out to the center fielder in the third. And there's a pitch that gets away. Gasperson going to try to steal second, and he's going to be under the tag at second base.
Looked like the throw beat him.
Beat him by plenty of time.
But, yeah, the tag itself. Well, we mentioned the Southwestern player that stood up. I think he probably would have been safe if he slid. Yeah. But in this case, a Panther steals the base.
It's yes, he
huge
does.
Base.
Oh, and Frerichs went on the swing on that one. And it is 1-1 now on the Litchfield center fielder. Easily did not hold up on that one. No need to appeal. So the runner's out there at second, showing bunt, pulls it back, and it's a strike right down central. 1-2 now on Frerichs. So the bunt now is probably going to be taken off of the table. Although we'll see. The 1-2 pitch popped up on the infield. Is it going to stay in play? No, it will not. And it's just another loud strike two.
Yeah, Frerichs being that left-handed hitter, if he can pull the ball, second baseman, you'd assume that would get the runner to third.
Litchfield had a runner on third and nobody out in the first inning, did not score. They have a runner on second now with nobody out. We'll see what they do with this. 1-2 pitch from Lamar is outside for ball two.
He does have a little better hole if he shoots the opposite way because the short stops. Watts is cheating pretty close to second base.
So the 2-2 pitch on the way to Jacob Frerichs. Catches the outside corner, and it is strike three.
Number eight. That's Colin Lamar. Keeps his domination of pitching going.
That was a good pitch. Too close to lay off if you're Litchfield. Excellent pitch for Lamar. And that'll bring up Jacob Budd, the new pitcher for Litchfield. He is 0-for-2 on the day with a pair of flyouts. First pitch he sees is high and inside for ball one. Beautiful day here at Tiemann Plummer Field in Litchfield High School. Wonderful baseball weather. It'd be nice to have this next week, but I don't think that's going to happen, as there's a one that's high and inside again. It's 2-0 now on Bud. You'll notice Bud also is crowding the plate. That's what you're supposed to do. The 2-0 pitch on the way. Popped up off to the right side and out of play. It's 2-1.
Center fielder playing fairly shallow here.
Well, for the play at the plate, most likely. You can always go back on a fly ball. He's not going to score on a fly ball. But there's a pitch that's fouled straight back for strike two. If it's a ground ball, you run the risk, if you're playing too deep, of letting him score. So 2-2 the count now on Jacob Budd, the Litchfield pitcher. Lamar looks in, has his sign, and he fires, and there's a foul off to the right side. We'll do it again. I think that was the roof of the shop building.
A lot of loud foul balls today in the auto section.
Yep. The 2-2 pitch is high for ball three. Not many full counts for Litchfield hitters lately. There were early in the game, but not so much lately, as there's a high fly ball going into left center field. Gavin Day moving to his right. He's called off by the left fielder, Strobeck, who makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And with two outs now, that'll bring up Carson Sadoff, the catcher for Litchfield. So the Purple Panthers trying not to strand yet another runner in scoring position here. First pitch to Sadoff is a slow ground ball to the third baseman, Salzman. He has it, fields it cleanly, fires, the throw is wide, and Sadoff is safe. Gasperson coming home for the first run in today's game, and Litchfield has a 1-0 lead as Sadoff and Gasperson essentially just trade places.
Would have had him out.
Yes, he would have.
And had time. Just didn't rush his throw. Just threw it wild.
So 1-0 Litchfield after the errant throw by Brady Salzman. And Sadoff will head off for a courtesy runner. He'll put his catching gear back on. And Bryce Hires now the batter for Litchfield. The courtesy runner for Litchfield is Logan Schmitz, the senior. But still a ball game here, just 1-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Schmitz has his lead at second, and Hires fouls it straight back for strike one. Swing and a foul tip, and it's 0-2 now on Bryce Hires. Colin Lamar just trying to forget about that error, as is the rest of the defense of Southwestern. The 0-2 pitch to Bryce Hires. Low for ball one.
Yep, unearned run.
Yeah.
But it's the only run of this game.
Yes, it is. The 1-2 pitch on the way from Lamar to Hires is a fly ball popped straight back and out of play. We'll do it again. Colin Lamar has pitched a gem of a game, only allowing one run so far for Southwestern. It is unearned after the error by third baseman Brady Salzman. The 1-2 pitch coming now. Line drive into left center field. Gavin Day, that's going to split the gap. That's going to head to the wall. And we are going to have our second run of the game. Extra bases for Bryce Hires. He's headed to third, thinking three. He slides in safely with a two-out triple by Bryce Hires.
And without a doubt, the biggest hit of the ball game. A shot between left field and right fielder all the way to the wall.
RBI triple for Bryce Hires. Another unearned run allowed by Lamar as the inning should be over.
Correct.
So every run from here in this inning will be unearned. And that'll bring up Blaine Stewart for Litchfield. And there's a foul straight back for strike one. It has been a very well-played game by both defenses today, but one play is all it took to cost Southwestern two runs now, as there's a pitch in the dirt for ball one, 1-1 the count. They would have been out of this inning. As you said, Carly, had time.
Had time, just didn't rush the throw, just threw it away.
The 1-1 pitch. Line drive into right field, that is hooking foul. It's going to drop foul for strike two.
Missed it by what? Foot?
Yeah, at least. Foot and a half.
Foot and a half,
yeah.
If it wasn't, didn't have the hook in it,
yep,
it would have worked for him, but I would have drove home a run.
We'll put it this way. I could tell it was foul from here.
Yeah, it was just wasn't going to make it.
Yeah.
Down quick enough.
Hartzell waits on deck if Stewart can extend the inning. There's a pitch low and outside. It's 2-2 now.
Panthers with two runs, but that third one would be big.
Yes, it would. They'll try and shut the door in the next half of the inning. It's 2-2. The pitch on the outside corner called, strike three. And the side is retired. But the Purple Panthers, two huge runs in the bottom of the sixth. They lead 2-0 over Southwestern as the Piasau Birds bats last chance coming up in the top of the seventh. We'll have it right after this on WSMI. Top of the seventh we go here at Team and Plummer Field at Litchfield High School. Southwestern coming to bat, trailing Litchfield 2-0. It'll be the 8, 9, and 1 hitters in the Piasau Bird order. That is Colin Lamar, Clayton Peterbaugh, and Quentin Strobeck. First pitch to Lamar is lined to the second baseman. Hires has the catch. One pitch, one out.
Well, Litchfield showing some good leather in this game.
Excellent start to this inning if you're Litchfield.
Well, Jacob Budd came in relief, and the last inning is a winning pitcher at this point.
Yes, he is. Clayton Peterbaugh, the batter now for Southwestern. That one misses outside, and it's 1-0. Peterbaugh is 1-for-2 on the day, struck out in the third, had a single in the fifth, and was caught stealing. The 1-0 pitch inside and high for ball two.
Southwestern's got to get a base runner on at least, have a chance to tie.
So the 1-1 pitch on the outside corner, or excuse me, 2-0 was the count. Or was it 1-1?
Well, the scoreboard has it 1-2.
I thought it was 2-1, but we'll see. That one is high.
Let's see if the ump.
I don't know if the ump's going to say.
Yeah,
3-1 is the count. Yeah, that's what I thought. So the 3-1 pitch on the way to Clayton Peterbaugh. Swing and a miss, and that is strike two. So now the count is full to Clayton Peterbaugh. And the pitch on the way from Bud. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three.
And for Bud, his first strikeout.
And now Litchfield is one out away from their second win of the season. We'll see if Bud can close it out with a 1-2-3 inning here. Southwestern, meanwhile, back to the top of the order in Quentin Strobeck, trying to extend this ball game.
Maybe his best breaking ball right there. David, I think he's just got into a groove, it looks like.
Count is 0-1 on Strobeck. Swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2. Strobeck on the day is 1-for-2, hit by a pitch in the first, stranded at second, struck out in the third, and singled and was stranded at second in the fifth. The 0-2 pitch, big breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. That's not a bad pitch, though.
Mm-mm. Not a 0-2 pitch. You hope they go fishing.
So the 1-2 pitch now, we'll see if we see that again. Yes, we do. Swing and a miss. And the game is over. What a game today was. Litchfield wins it 2-0 over Southwestern. The Purple Panthers, their second victory on the year. We'll come back and recap this game right after this on WSMI. So Lamar pitched. Let's see, he pitched six innings.
Six full.
Struck out.
Nine. Walked one. Gave up two unearned runs.
Two runs, none earned. Any hit batters? No. So Litchfield had how many hits? They had one. Two. Is that right? They only had two hits.
Litchfield, a triple?
Triple and an infield single.
Yeah, there. Got the run home, and triple got that error home.
Okay.
I guess. I was thinking, Dale, they didn't. Yeah, the leadoff was a hit bats. No, a walk. And that was the only walk. He got the third.
Bud pitched an inning and a third, no hits. Two strikeouts, no walks.
Mm-hmm. Two big ones, yeah. He was looking a little sharp there at the end. That breaking ball was looking pretty good.
You ready?
Yep.
FM 106. Congratulations to the Litchfield Purple Panthers. They win this one by a final score of 2-0 over Southwestern. Carl, this was a very well-played game on both sides, even though Litchfield won 2-0.
Very well-played game, and one key error. It turns the tide for the Litchfield Panthers, and you got to kind of feel sorry for Colin Lamar.
Yeah.
What a game he had.
He had a fantastic game. Six innings on the day, nine strikeouts, only one walk, only two hits allowed, two runs allowed. Both, however, were unearned. One of the big ones, though, the triple that was hit into left center, even though it didn't matter because one run was enough when it was all said and done.
As it turned out.
Yeah.
But does give the pitcher coming in a little relaxation to have that extra run lead.
Yes, it does. Meanwhile, pitching for Litchfield, Jacob Frericks, a phenomenal day on the mound. 5 2/3 innings on the day, 8 strikeouts, 5 hits allowed, only one walk. Did hit a batter, but allowed no runs. Jacob Budd in relief, an inning and a third, two strikeouts, no walks, no hits allowed, and no hit batsmen. So very well-pitched game by Litchfield, very well-pitched game by Southwestern, very well-played game defensively by both teams, except for the one play and the error by third baseman Brady Salzman.
True enough, and Pauly Litchfield came up with a bigger defensive play. So I remember Heise's dive in the outfield. Yeah. That was a key. And then that second base, Chase, started this inning off with a key catch. So that could have led to trouble if that was a hit off the glove.
The Hires boys showed up defensively, and they played well. And, of course, Bryce Hires, the triple into left center field, RBI triple to give Litchfield the insurance run that they didn't end up needing, but never hurts to have anyway. We want to thank all of our sponsors, for without them, none of this is possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard here on the broadcast this evening. For without them, we are not able to bring you high school sports of any kind. Thanks to our hosts, Litchfield High School, they treat us so well every time we come visit here. Finally, thanks to our producer back in the studio, Jen Graham. She did a great job, as always. For Carl DeBar, my name is David Jenkins. Once again, our final score, Litchfield 2, Southwestern 0. This is David Jenkins saying so long from Litchfield.